Hi, I'm Chanel, one of the journalists at Manx Radio. Welcome to the latest edition of Manx Radio Newscast.
Okay, so the results were there were nearly 1,500 responses, but they came from 558 individuals. So there were several people who had made multiple comments. In fact, I think there's one respondent who made over 60 comments and went through and clicked on lots of bits of the map that we published for the consultation. So we've taken all of the comments that came in on the initial emails in March last year relating to Douglas and Onchan. We've then taken the TrafWeb, which was the online site where you could comment on roads. And there was also another round of emails that came in there as well. And all of that data has now been analysed in order to challenge the proposals that we'd made back in March.
Right. Now, were you surprised by some of the results?
A little in some ways. I think I've seen some of the data. I think the passion for some people for sitting there and commenting on multiple things. It's slightly disappointing. There are still some misunderstandings in there. So there were lots of people that were, there were a significant number of people who did comment about a blanket proposal, and it's never been a blanket proposal. It's always been a set of criteria. But I think what is always healthy, and you don't do any consultation unless you're willing to consider change, at least in your proposals. And what's healthy is we came out with, there are 24 roads, and actually four of those roads we dealt with in parts. So 28 locations effectively where we've been back, and because of the weight of comments that were made, or because the comments came from the fire brigade or bus van in or from local authorities, we've re-evaluated the data for those roads. And we've got the engineers have gone back through and checked what the assumptions were and checked whether the proposals are still correct or not, or whether they want to change them.
Three roads which were meant to move from 30 mile per hour to 20 will remain at 30. That's Groves Road, Victoria Road and Tremode Road.
Yeah, it's just part of Victoria Road. So Victoria Road is one of those I spoke about that we split it. We recognise the characteristics at the top end of Victoria Road are different to those at the Broadway end of Victoria Road. And so we've split Victoria Road into two. And when you do that analysis on the separate parts, quite clearly the lower end as you approach Broadway meets the criteria for being a 20 mile an hour road, whereas the top end can be sustained at 30.
Right, and Whitebridge Road in Onchan, that will be moved to 20 mile per hour from 30. I think the original plan was to keep it at 30, but it will be dropped down to 20.
Yes, it's a small section. It was going to change to 20 anyway. We'd proposed by Ballacrink Road. And we've actually moved that, imposing the 20 back, so it covers the junction of Windermere Drive onto Whitebridge Road, because we recognise how difficult it is sometimes for vehicles to get out of that junction safely. There have been requests for mirrors to be placed there because the traffic comes up very fast sometimes under Whitebridge and comes up the hill. And the Onchan commissioners, when we spoke to them, were quite aware of lots of very near misses on the pedestrian crossing that's there. And so they'd requested that zone be pulled back a little bit further to try and slow down the traffic before you get to that pedestrian crossing.
Right. Does that mean then, you know, would the department then go back like to the drawing board and make new maps, you know, just to highlight these changes or the change? Yeah.
Yeah. So in order to get the revised traffic order through, we've published new maps. And so we've got a before and after. Again, there's what our proposal was, and then we've highlighted the changes on our proposal. So those are online and you can view those maps. You can zoom in and see where the changes are. They're all highlighted very, very helpfully. The officers have put a little box and highlighted the roads that we are changing from our original proposal. But there's also a consultation report, and that goes through all of the 28 locations, so the 24 roads or parts thereof, goes through all those 28 locations and then explains the reasoning for why we are either holding it at 30 or holding it at 20, or whether we're changing it to 30 or changing it to 20. So all of those changes or decisions to not change from our proposals are justified in there. So people can read for each location what the analysis process was.
When we first started speaking, you mentioned, you know, some people still believe that the department was taking a blanket approach. Earlier in the year, you said that 68 new poles had been put up in Douglas and Onchan ahead of signage. In hindsight, was it a mistake? Did it lead to people? Do you think that that's what led people to believe that the department had already made up its mind and this is where it's all kind of stemming from?
I absolutely it did. And I think, you know, in deference to the department, you know, officers publish traffic orders all the time. You know, they have minimum of 2 weeks consultation statute for comments and objections to be made. And it was just part of programmed work that I'd obviously recognise the need to consult more widely than just publishing a map of the whole island, which was just too much information to take in and to deal with. And we'd sort of press pause on that to do a wider consultation, which is what we've done. But unfortunately, nobody told the workmen that were installing the poles that we needed to pause on those. So that's been paused. We know that a couple of the poles didn't go in the right locations anyway. And so once we've consulted now on what the revised proposals look like, we'll then start sorting out where the poles need to be.
Speaking of poles, there was that one pole in Onchan, I think it was Hillbury Road, where the pole was in the middle. And a few residents were complaining about that. Has any work been sorted around that one?
Not yet. So what the department did was there was a temporary surface around that, which was unsatisfactory. So they dropped a small amount of asphalt in around the bottom of the pole, which then created another rumour that it was permanent and it was staying there. It's not staying there. We recognise it's in the wrong place, but there's no point sending the workmen back to do little pieces of work. We'll do it all as one big project. So we will go in, revise the position of poles if we need to, in light of some of the changes. So things like Groves Road staying at 30, it means we need a small number of additional poles on the side roads, so that you clearly delineate that once you've come off Groves Road, you are in 20 mile an hour zones. So we couldn't finalise where poles were going until we'd done the consultation. So that's why the whole poles thing was paused, and we'll move things as we need to now in order to get them in the right place.
We can expect the results from the north next. Do you expect it to be different from the Douglas and Onchan results?
I haven't actually seen any of the data for the north yet. I know from talking to the local authorities that mostly what I've had from the northern local authorities has been a general acceptance and quite a lot of cases a request for an extension to cover new estates that weren't there when weren't there on the mapping system when the maps were drawn up, or to create buffer zones into some of the villages. I know that Kirkmichael commissioners made comments last week, but their consultation closed weeks ago. So I'm assuming that they wrote in. But as I say, I haven't seen that data yet. We've concentrated on delivering this report and the next thing to move on to. It's a shame for the team, really, isn't it? Because you just deliver one bit of work and suddenly the next bit's looming and the next bit's looming. So we've got the north and the central belt of the island. And obviously the southern consultation is live at the moment. But I think the response level to the Douglas and Onchan proposals were probably going to be the highest level of response we got. So I'm really grateful to everyone who took the time to contribute their thoughts over it.
Right. Will the department's response to the results be based on each consultation, or will it each consultation for each area, or will it all be pulled together, you know, into like an island-wide scheme?
No, we're revising the traffic orders just on each area. So the ones that have been published today are the draft traffic orders for Douglas and Onchan area only. That goes for a minimum of 2 weeks. I think it's 2.5 weeks probably till the closing date, so people can make further comments then. And once we've finished that, work will commence on installing the signs in the right locations. The traffic orders will be signed off and it'll start to come into force. And then we'll move on. In light of the consultation up north, we'll look to see where we need to put signage to do that. And so it'll just be this rolling programme of moving around following that consultation.
Now, what was the main aims of considering the move to the 20 mile per hour in certain areas initially when you first thought about it?
I didn't first think about it. This has been a long-standing thought. So the previous administration, Tim Ward voted to support 20 miles an hour. And you go back, I think Bill Shimmin moved the amendment to start moving it forward, and then the department, he moved the motion and the department amended it. So it's been a long running saga. Mrs. Corlett brought the motion back again in 2023 and got support again from Tim Ward for making residential streets 20 miles an hour. And back in May, we took our proposed implementation plan back to Tim Ward for them to be aware of how we were going to deliver on such a big project. So it was never my idea. It wasn't on my agenda. Somebody said to me the other day, it wasn't in your manifesto. And I was like, no, genuinely wasn't. It's one of the things that's part of the job that it's landed on my desk, and so it's me to lead it out.
Then can I ask, you know, as the minister, you know, when you stepped into the role, or any minister, when they step into a role, they inherit the stuff that they get from the previous ministers, you know, and I'm sure your list is a long list to tackle, you know, to see all of this coming about and knowing that you're nearing the end of it, knowing that, you know, it's one thing that you can tick off your list.
Yeah, I think bizarrely, I inherited Ports Mary scheme was consulted on in January and appeared. And I was not very long, had been minister there, but I didn't even kind of clock that it was going through. I saw the consultation briefly, and we'd been consulted about it when I was a commissioner. But actually, the previous minister had said, yes, do Ports and Mary as the first zone to have it, to sort of, it allowed us to quantify costs and to look at how we would implement the scheme. So they were decisions taken for my constituency by a previous minister that I knew nothing about until it started happening. So yeah, any minister stepping into a role always inherits a sort of hangover of things on the desk. And in my case, things like the local government amendments, 20 mile an hour stuff. I inherited the Kroger situation. There's lots that were on the to-do pile.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.